The seven stages of purification are important cultivation, especially so the first three purification. You can recall the first three purification are most important. First is purification of morality, or they call it sila visuddhi. Then purification of mind, citta visuddhi. Then the last one is purification of views. You need to purify your view, straighten your views. Yeah. So these three, they are in sequence. You can train your mind to be mindful, to be heedful. Then you develop the understanding of what constitutes evil. And then you can keep your precept. That's how you purify your sila, morality. So purification of morality involves training your mind to be mindful first, then developing the understanding of the essential Dhamma as to what constitutes evil, what are the things that can make you evil. The Buddha taught the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion are evil. When these mental states are in you, it makes you evil. That's why it's called the evil roots, root of all evil. Sometimes they call it the three poison because it will kill you. It is a poison, but it kills you spiritually, not mortally. That's why a lot of people don't understand. The evil roots, the moment they arise, they make you evil. That's why it's called evil root, root of all evil. So all evil arise from there. Then you must familiarize yourself with these three evil roots. In Pali, the Buddha called it Lobha, Dosa, and Moha. Lobha is greed, but it is a very big topic that you have to develop the understanding. It's not only your usual greed that constitutes lobha. Lobha cover all form of craving, desire, that include greediness, selfishness, covetousness. Whatever you crave for, you cling on to, you hold on to, and want to own them, have them. That is greed. So there are many aspects of greed. Your desire, your lust, covetousness, your craving, they are all part of greed. Then all of selfish intention has this evil roots of greed. That's why selfishness is a major greed. So whenever you do things with selfishness, you don't have a true Dhamma mind, pure mind, a virtuous mind. You are being selfish. If you are selfish, you are greedy. You have greed in you. Lobha is there. So understand all this. That's how you can reverse all these evil roots when they arise. Because first you have to be mindful of them. Then arise the four right effort, especially the first two right effort, to abandon them and to prevent them from arising. Yeah. Then cultivate the third and fourth right effort, which is to develop wholesomeness, virtue, goodness, right thought, right speech, and right action, and right livelihood, which are still not in you. So purification of morality, sila visuddhi, is a very wide topic. From the right view in regards to law of karma, your first cultivation is to follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil. That's why you keep your precept. And that is the first training. Purification of morality, sila visuddhi. Visuddhi is purification. Sila is morality. So that first training, you have done it correctly. That is what meditation is all about. You have to train your mind to be aware, to be heedful, stabilize it, to be ever mindful. Then develop the understanding of what constitutes evil, expand on it, so that you can understand clearly. Then in the midst of life, be mindful whenever they arise. After you have seen them arising, then you have to determine to use the five ways to abandon it, to overcome it. Yeah. The first two ways are still thought-based. Think of the direct opposite wholesome thought to do away with the wrong thought. And the second way is to think of the consequence of holding on to this wrong thought. Because you do that, it's an evil root of all evil, make you evil. If you don't want that, if you don't want your life to end up that way, then you better determine to abandon it. And how to do it? The third way, meditative way. Just be with that emotion. Be with that anger or fear or insecurity or mind state that is disturbing you or giving you a problem. Whether it's selfishness, envy, or jealousy, still. The moment you are aware of it, it ceases to be. Where all these are dependent originating, condition arising, cause of phenomena. They are not intrinsic within your nature. They arise because of wrong view, self-delusion, lack of spiritual faculties. So see them, understand them, then stay with it. Just maintain awareness, then observe, silent. Don't try to do anything and to see how it is. Then when you keep on experiencing that, you will come to understand all these are not real. They don't belong to you. Anger was never you. Fear was never you. Insecurity, delusion, all these were never you. They are there because of your self-delusion, your ignorance, your wrong view, that condition, all this. Because your mind reacts and stir at the moment of sense experience, wanting things your way, craving, desire. So the evil root manifests because of your self-delusion, your wrong view. So see it, understand all this. Then your cultivation will really make progress. So Sila Visuddhi is very straightforward. I have explained the cultivation. Hopefully by now you will know how to do it. And most cultivators who really know how to develop the cultivation will know how to do this. This is the first training. Then after that, you move on to Chitta Visuddhi, purification of content of consciousness, the mind. And this one, you must be aware of your mental intention, your mind state within. Your mind has to be ever mindful to be sensitive. When you are sensitive, then you will understand as per Satipatthana Sutta. When feeling has become pleasant or unpleasant feeling, you must aware. When it happened means what? Means the evil root has arisen. The first two, mental hindrance or sensual desire and ill will. That's how you have your pleasant and unpleasant sense experience. Your like and dislike. These are manifestations of the first two mental hindrances. And if throughout the day you continue to stir your mind, react to sense experience, and create these first two mental hindrances, then you cannot be in the meditative state because this will become habitual tendency. So throughout the day, you arise this mental hindrance of sensual desire, you will. Or light and dislike, that it will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state or inner peace, inner calmness. That's why you cannot maintain the meditative mind. Your mind continue to stir, to react, to create proliferation of thought. So see it, understand it, then learn how to do the correct meditation. No more thought-based meditation. Relax, maintain awareness and silence. stabilize that silence so that you can develop the stability of mindfulness to be ever mindful. And this is the mind that can meditate, develop the daily mindfulness, cultivate the precepts, then aware, be sensitive of your mind states. Whenever there is any stirring or reaction of mind or any movement, even the very subtle one, later on you will feel the slightest uncomfortableness or slightest aversion or lack of peace, is that stress within, you feel it. When you are that sensitive, you will not suffer anymore, because all this very fine subtle suffering or stress, you already can detect it. Your mindfulness is already so stable, you are already so sensitive to the level that you can feel them. That's how you progress along the path of Dhamma. And when they arise, you know what to do. That's why they will cease to be. Then you will have more and more moment of mindfulness, awareness, silence, tranquility and stillness. This is how you progress. So meditation is about training your mind to be aware and maintain the awareness until that silent mind, the meditative mind, become very stable, until your mind enters a deep. Then use it to develop the stability of daily mindfulness, leading to sati sampajana. So purification of sila is so much easier, but purification of mind take time, the mental states. This one needs wisdom. You need to cultivate the third way and the fourth way to trace the origination factor. How all these mind states, content of consciousness, come to be. How they condition you into negativity. So see them, understand them, then straighten your view to liberate your mind, to transform. That's how you awaken, you become tranquil, peaceful, calm, and you are at peace all the time. Then after that, the purification of mind will lead to purification of view. They are actually together. After you see all this, when you develop the mindfulness of feeling, mindfulness of citta, content of consciousness, then you will start to understand all this. Then you will know how to straighten your view. Unless you do that, the wrong view will continue to stir your mind, to condition you into negativity of mind state, to condition your suffering, your misery, your attachment, your craving, your clinging, your grasping to the phenomenal world of form and consciousness. So all this you will start to see. Then you will start to understand clearly how you function as a human being, the dwelling, paticca samuppanna. And you will also understand who are you, what are you. Then this five aggregate of form and mind, you will know clearly that they are impermanent, lead to suffering. And because they are impermanent, it's anatta, empty nature of existence. That's how you come to know the five aggregate of form and mind, they are empty, not real. They have the universal characteristic. Then you will come to a clear understanding of what anatta is. You will realize that true nature, that true mind, which is beyond the form and mind. Then you will have clear understanding as to what this form and mind is. That is just a karmically conditioned form and mind, a vehicle and a tool for your nature to come to this existential world, to live life, to experience life, to go through life, to experience karma, to fulfill your vow, to do what you have to do, and also to experience life the way you want it to be. So all these are possible, and this is what life is all about. So all this understanding will start to unfold. That's why the first three purification are most important. After you develop this, the rest become automatic areas.